This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Well, welcome everyone. My name is Jacob Jensen. I'm one of the VI product managers here at VMware, and I cover networking. And I'm joined today with our friend Guy Brunston, who is our technical marketing lead for all things networking. And we're here going to talk about some of the new networking goodness that we're going to be providing you in the upcoming vSphere release from VMware. So, Guy, what is networking in vSphere, and how does it change?
Well, thanks, Jacob. It's great to be here. vSphere introduces an enormous amount of innovation around virtual networking and really networking in general. We've seen a lot of excitement build around the announcements at VMworld last year. VNetwork is the term we're now using to describe the collection of networking technologies included with vSphere, which is optimally integrating network and I/O functionality. The innovations introduced by VNetwork directly increase the operational efficiency of our customers. We can broadly categorize these as follows. Firstly, we're enhancing the feature set and capabilities of virtual networking. Secondly, we're simplifying the provisioning, management, and operational of virtual networking.
Awesome. So, I mean, from an operational and management perspective, what specific things are we doing to simplify our customers' environments?
Well, the major enhancements with VNetwork are the VNetwork distributed switching and the introduction of third-party virtual switch support for the Cisco Nexus 1000V. To illustrate how we got here and how this came to be, it's worth retracing our journey to the pre-virtualized or non-virtualized world. In that world, there was an easy and clear demarcation between the network and the server. The line was drawn at the access port connecting the server. So the server admins looked after the servers, the network admins administered the network, and controlled admission to the network. They could see every endpoint and control every endpoint. And of course, they had this three-tier model of the network with core, distribution, and access layers, all physical and administered by the network team. Now, with virtualization, things changed. An access layer, well, let's say an additional access layer, was moved into the server as a virtual switch. The virtual switches, or vSwitches, operated just like a physical switch and provided similar controls and per VM connectivity, but was in most cases now administered by the server admin. We were also seeing an explosion in virtualization. Tens, hundreds, thousands of hosts were becoming virtualized. So now server admins were now looking after an increasing number of switches. They had an increased virtual switch burden. So in summary, many customers were, and still are, quite comfortable with the administration of the vSwitches. Others, however, would like to pass control of the vSwitches to their traditional owners, that is, the network admin. So network administration could cover all networking, whether it be physical or virtual. However, now all customers, particularly those with an expanding virtualization environment, would like to simplify the administration of all those virtual switches. And with VNetwork, we're addressing all of these customer requirements.
Got it. And this is with the VNetwork distributed switch and the Cisco Nexus 1000V third-party distributed virtual switch, correct?
Absolutely. The VNetwork distributed switch, or VDS, treats the network as an aggregated resource. With VDS, we move away from the per-host virtual switch management and move management, in essence the control plane, up into vCenter server at the data center level. With VDS, no longer will you be configuring virtual switches on every host. Instead, with VDS, You'll be managing a single global entity with a single namespace and globally assured configuration. And you'll be attaching VMs only to that cluster or data center-wide entity. VDS is a new type of virtual switch which spans the entire virtual infrastructure, analogous in many ways to a stack switch. So let's take an example with, say, a 300-host environment. Instead of managing 300-plus virtual switches, assuming we had one virtual switch per host, and their associated port groups, with VDS, we now manage just one switch, one distributed switch. That switch is distributed virtual port groups that span the same host, the same 300 hosts. Make a change on one, and it's reflected everywhere. This really is an enormous step forward for operational efficiency. Now, with the Cisco Nexus 1000V, this is a further revolution of the distributed switch model and builds upon the extensibility provided within VDS. The Nexus 1000V uses the exact same distributed switch model as VDS, but uses a Cisco virtual switch on each host, known as a virtual Ethernet module, or VEM, and a Cisco virtual supervisor module, or VSM, for the control and configuration. The VSM can exist as a standalone appliance or guest VM. It appears very much like a virtual modular switch, with the individual VM as line card, and the VSM as the supervisor. The Cisco Nexus 1000V is built upon Cisco NXOS, Nexus OS, in other words. So it's a similar feature set to what you'll see in a Cisco Catalyst or Nexus switch. So it expands upon the VDS feature set with such things as QoS, NetFlow version 9, LACP ether-channel negotiation, ACLs or access control list, SPAN, ERSPAN, and so on. It also boasts the same management capabilities as physical switches with SNMP v3 and the very familiar Cisco CLI. That can also be managed through vCenter Server just like VDS and the current standard virtual switches. So, in summary, a network administrator can now administrate the virtual network using the same tools and techniques as used in the physical network.
Guy, you mentioned that there were additional features introduced with the VMware vNetwork distributed switch. Could you expand a bit on what those capabilities are?
Yeah, well, a few of them are as follows. Firstly, there's Network vMotion. Network vMotion tracks the network state associated with the VM. And this simplifies network monitoring and troubleshooting. The state is transferred with the virtual machine. So this enables partners to build rich vMotion-aware networking apps, for example, security apps that require state. The second thing is a private VLAN. Private VLAN split the VLAN domain into multiple isolated broadcast subdomains. So it's much like a nesting concept of VLAN. The difference or the advantage of this is normally with VLANs, we have a one-to-one correspondence between VLANs and subnets. With private VLAN, all the secondary VLANs are in the same subnet. So we can avoid the subnet exhaustion, yet maintain isolation like we could with VLAN. A third feature introduced with VDS is bidirectional traffic shaping. In 3.5, we had egress or outbound from the VM or virtual port. We had traffic shaping associated with that. And the reason is being that networks are almost always oversubscribed. So this avoids any source overwhelming the network, and some customers found that sort of feature useful. The controls that we had with that, we could control the average maximum rates as well as the burst size. We've enhanced this feature in vSphere to the egress and ingress. So we're providing the same controls in both directions, both egress from a VM and ingress into a VM. So in summary, we're doing two things. We're simplifying the management with VDS and also with the Cisco Nexus 1000V and vastly increasing features and capability to address a number of our customer requirements.
Well, that sounds really great, Guy. And it looks like we have a lot of good new value that we can deliver to our customers as part of the vSphere release. Thanks a lot for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks, Jacob.
For more information on vSphere, please visit www.vmware.com/go/vSphere.